Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Public Works Director Denny Byard.
Denny, I know one of the big projects, of course, going on right now, North Main Reconstruction, that's been going on a lot this spring, off and on. And where are we in that process, and how's everything going up there?
Yeah, no doubt. That's our headliner project. Going well. We've lost a few days to the rain, unfortunately. We need to put a string of three or four days, dry days, together here to help us get going on the paving. For the most part, the water is pretty much 99% done. There's a couple tie-ins that aren't completed and can't be until future phases, so that's the good news. We're also on phase one. Of course, the pavement's been removed, and then they had started hauling rock in the last couple of days. We have a rock sub-base. So once we get that rock sub-base down, we actually can withstand some rains here and there, and we'll be up working in the dry. So if we have 2 days in a row, maybe we'll get her paved here, hopefully, in the next couple weeks.
So weather permitting, we're looking at a couple-week time frame to get that finished up.
Yeah, to get the first phase one paved from Washington to Lincoln.
Okay.
Yeah, we hope that happens in the next couple weeks.
And then what goes on after that first phase?
Maybe even as early as next week, we may start some of the sanitary sewer reconstruction. It's fairly intensive between Lincoln and Jefferson. We've got two stretches of sewer to be replaced in there. And there's a couple of extremely deep manholes, one at each of those two intersections at Lincoln and Jefferson. And that may start in the next week or two at the same time we're paving phase one. But we're still considering our options there, but we think that'll expedite the entire project.
Very good. So overall, going pretty smooth up there.
Going real well. There's always some hiccups. You know, a lot of utilities not where you expect them to be. And, you know, and we're threading the needle with sub drains and secondary storm and you know, we're fortunate a lot of our electric's underground, and of course the gas and phone and everybody else is underground in town, so that causes some complications, but we're working through them one at a time. So.
Right. Very good. And then also, of course, another big project, University Street, right in front of the high school there. That project just getting underway the last week or so. What can you tell us about that? How's that going?
Yeah, as you said, we essentially kicked it off. Major reconstruction, closed it down starting Monday. They're in the process of removing the pavement on phase one, which is total reconstruction from 8th to 10th. While that's being removed, there is one detour on the project, the dead end of 9th Street. Those folks will have to access through the high school parking lot during that reconstruction. We'll actually pave through and leave a panel out so they can get in and out. Then once phase one's done, we'll move on to phase two, which is major panel replacement from 10th to 13th. Along with that project, there's a lot of new storm sewer, against sub drains to improve the subgrade underneath, and then a rock sub base. So a few dry days to get that sub drain, that sub base in, and we'll be up in the dry again. But that project's scheduled to be completed by mid-August, just in time for school to start back up.
So that's an important time for that street to be back open, and weather permitting, we'll get that done.
Absolutely. You know, that's been a bad stretch. The subgrade's been wet for years. We've tried to get to it, and it just finally we're there. So
what else we got going on here at Pella Public Works?
Well, I tell you, the other good news are the Oskaloosa and Main overlay project, you know, wrapped up here a couple weeks ago, went well. They essentially completed that in about 10 days. A few minor cleanup items. Other than that job will be wrapped up, and we'll get our stimulus money reimbursement here hopefully in the next month.
And that all went pretty smooth as far as detours around Oskaloosa and Main Street. I know that was a bit of an inconvenience maybe for some folks there for a few days, but overall pretty smooth.
I would say that. I know some would argue with me that it went smooth, but getting that project accomplished in 10 days, I think, was the big plus, because, you know, if the weather would have messed with us there, it could have stretched out to 3 to 4 weeks, and that was a real tough road to have completely shut down, but that's what the contract required, being there was state and federal dollars involved.
Sure. And out here at Pool Drive, what have been some determinations about that? Has there been any more progress made as far as what the council wants to do about that, because they talked a few different options about what they want to do on Pool Drive there?
Yeah, and at staff level, we've been so busy, we're still studying that, looking at some preliminary design ideas, getting some additional costs thrown together, and we hope to take that back to council here in another couple weeks to discuss that with hopefully some hard numbers, such that we can decide, you know, which way to go. Of course, you've heard it discussed that some of that street there in the area of the shelter is in such poor condition, we can't even pothole patch anymore. Nothing will adhere to anything. There's 300-400 foot of that street that just, it's junk. Pretty much has returned back to gravel. And
yeah,
yet it's not like gravel. You can't just go blade it and make it smooth again. So definitely there's some need there, and we'll be talking that over with council in another couple of weeks.
All right. Anything else going on out here at Public Works you'd like to share with folks?
Yeah, we've also got an in-house project that's causing some frustration out at 240th and Oskaloosa Street. We fired back up our work on our, what we're calling our eastern 12-inch new water main loop. We've got another 1,600 feet to make that loop complete. And we've had Oskaloosa Street at 240th and Eagle Lane closed down the last couple of days. Besides that, we've got a lot of in-house projects planned on the water sewer side, a lot of street patches done by our own crews. We're still aggressively working on the other mandate projects with Howard R. Green, trying to wrap up the design on the equalization basin, the new force main and pump station 2 upgrades. And then hopefully later in the summer we'll move on to possibly surveying the East 3rd Sanitary Sewer Project, which was another mandate. Been a long-awaited project by many in that area. That's between Independence and Peace on East 3rd.
Okay.
That'll be a total street reconstruction, but the item that's caused that is there's need to replace a sanitary sewer in that stretch. So actually, that construction will be next season.
Next season,
we'll be out
okay.
there preliminary surveying that later this summer for fall design, and then construction next year.
Okay, so already moving along to next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I wanted to ask you also some of these things going on out at Central College along University Street there. How is the Public Works involved with that project?
Yeah, that road closure just went in effect yesterday from West on University. It's closed from West 3rd to Broadway, essentially. And that is caused by the Central College new parking lot expansions there on along Broadway on both sides. And the first phase here, they're installing storm sewer along University, which has caused this road closure. They're hoping with good weather it should be a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then we'll probably open it back up, and then there'll be a phase later in the summer when they do some of these decorative crosswalks and those types of things. We will be essentially closing that same area again. There is a detour in place, scooting people around using Broadway to Independence, Independence to West 3rd, and of course it's signed also as a detour. Pell hasn't seen this kind of construction in several years. We sure appreciate everybody's patience. I know there's a lot of comments by folks, it seems like we're trying to shut down every street in town, and some days I'm thinking that myself as we do road closure notices. But the good news is, you know, hopefully by the end of summer we've got a lot of new pavement and improvements that everybody can drive on. So we appreciate everybody's patience in the meantime, and bear with us.
All right, very good. Thank you so much, Denny. We appreciate it.
Always good talking to you.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Public Works Director Denny Byard, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com on the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.